Welcome to Dish Nation. Sweet the sound. What are we dishing about today, guys?
Well, it looks like family drama for Caitlyn Jenner after her recent political decision, and it's not with the Kardashians.
Avengers Anthony Mackie, honey, had an interesting reaction to seeing his action figure for the first time.
And later find out which UFC superstar has a doppelganger out there who's in trouble with the police.
Well, Brad is out, but Heidi and Frank will join us a little bit later, but let's get right on into it. Sherry, what you got?
Well, it looks like A-Rod is determined to win his girl back. According to a source, A-Rod will not give up on his and J-Lo's relationship, and he is willing to do anything to make it work. But A-Rod may have a lot of begging and pleading to do, because word is J-Lo is not having it. She still doesn't trust him all the way, as she is not convinced yet that she and Alex can work out their issues. Okay, now the streets were saying that the split was caused by rumors of infidelity on A-Rod's part. So J-Lo's got a lot to think about before taking him back. Now, tell me what y'all think. Should J-Lo and A-Rod get back together? I'm smiling, okay?
Well, my thing is this, Miss Sherry, girl, since you asked me, honey.
Order.
My thing, some people wonder, what should A-Rod go through to get her back? My thing is, he should let Jennifer go ahead and get her the nice... she should at least be able to go out with a nice African-American male to see if that's what she wants. And if it doesn't work, then go back to him.
You might be right.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I mean, what's good for the gander is good for the geese. So if he allegedly cheated, then she should get her chance. Everybody should get a pass. Let J-Lo get her pass to go out with a nice African-American male and see if she likes it.
Once you go black, you don't go back. So he might not
Well, she went puff and had enough.
This is our Jay-Z and Beyonce. Say, y'all, this is our Latino royal family, royal couple. So I really do hope they get back together, because this couple's awesome. And they do great things for Dominican and Puerto Rican relations in the world. So, yeah, they need to get back together.
Well, if we didn't ask for this, had a face, it would be Caitlyn Jenner's sons, Brody, Brandon, and Bert. Now, word is they're embarrassed that Caitlyn is running for governor and feels that she's unqualified for the position.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And according to a source, it was just the night before the world found out that Caitlyn told her sons about this, and they strongly suggested that she pump her brakes. Oh. Well, like most parents, she had already had her mind made up, and now they are pissed, and apparently even Kendall and Kylie are siding with the brothers on this one. What y'all think?
I think she's tone deaf. That's what I think it is. When I say unqualified to run, she's just not in tune with what everybody is going through. And I really peeped that when I was watching her show. And if you're not even in tune to your own people, how you gonna be in tune to everybody else?
Yeah, because the LGBTQ community can't relate to this girl. So she needs to
at least
fix that first and then get on.
The only person I want to hear running for governor is our very own Portia Williams when she runs for governor of Georgia. And she will win, damn it. She will win. It's gonna happen,
Porsche. Now, y'all gonna be on here hating, talking about I ain't qualified. Talking about now she's playing.
Okay.
I'm putting it out there.
We are still trying to get you married to Reverend Warnock, okay? Let's, before we get you running for Republican governor, we're trying to get you married.
That'll be spicy.
Sherry, and I'm with you.
Well, moving on, honey. Now, it looks like they tried to play Anthony Mackie for a fool. Now, so during a recent appearance, y'all, on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Anthony, y'all, was shown his new Captain America action figure for the first time, y'all, and take a look.
This is your action figure.
No, shut up.
There you are. I'm leaving this one in the box to keep it cherry, but here we go. Let's get a good shot here, see what
it is. Let me see. From this distance, he looks more like Jamie Foxx than me. So awesome.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Oh,
man.
So, Sherry, now I know they say that this looks like Jamie Foxx. So, what do you think of Anthony's reaction?
I thought it was hysterical. I think it looks like Anthony. I don't think it looks like Jamie Foxx. But, you know, you got to give these people a break. They're not used to making black superheroes. So, everybody's going to look alike. They just getting into the black superhero. They probably don't even have the mold together. So,
they had more than enough enough time to get it together. As many Black Panther figures they made, even Hitch had an action figure that looked like Will Smith. They need to let Fenty start making action figures because Fenty apparently has every shade available. Because, this is like three tones darker than Anthony Mack.
Yeah. This action figure looks like my Dominican Uncle Pepe. Like, this looks nothing like Anthony Mack. So, yeah, they need to stop. They need to get it together over there at the Toy Factory. Like, for real, for real.
This is where we need representation. This is where it matters. It needs it at the wax figure where they do Beyonce wrong every single time, and we damn sure need it when it comes to these action figures. Okay,
I know. Huh?
Well, it looks like Conor McGregor has a doppelganger, y'all. But this guy seems to be his evil twin. So reportedly, a man was recently arrested after impersonating the UFC star in an attempt to sell drugs in the UK. What? According to reports, police rolled up on the man who we will call the fake Conor. They found drugs and two cell phones in his car. And he allegedly told the officers his name was Conor. And the police even found business cards with Conor McGregor's name on them. And they arrested the cat. And he is in jail now for 3 years, y'all. So look at the pictures side by side. What do you think?
They look alike. HK, he
could pass for Conor, bro. He could pass for Conor.
Yeah. You definitely got the first half right. Con. He could con anybody into thinking that was Conor McGregor. Because I completely thought it was him. I was like, bro, what happened to your head? And I realized it was a fake.
Yeah, it actually looks like the real Conor looks like Conor before the fight, and then this guy looks like Conor after the fight.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you, if a person came up to you and they a drug dealer, and they said it Conor McGregor, they said it Diddy, wouldn't you go, maybe I shouldn't buy drugs from you?
Or I think maybe they got the good stuff, Sherry. They got the top of
line. You're right.
Put these pictures together, it looks like how it started and how it ended.
Yeah, it's great.
It's what you ordered and what you got, okay?
Yeah.
What we thought 2021 was going to be, what 2021 is.
All right.
All right, Heidi, I heard Lizzo was clapping her cakes again.
Thanks, Atlanta. So Lizzo is twerking her way into 2 years on the charts, Frank.
Wow.
I mean, 2 years that she's been at the top. And she posted a video of her celebration, I guess you'll call it, as the kids would say, throwing that ass in a circle.
Is that what they call it?
I think so.
Oh, man.
And while a group of muscular men sprayed her down with champagne. The caption reads, $1,000 to whoever has the best caption.
Wow, talk about backing that thing up, drop it like it's hot, twerk something. I'll mash into one video for you right there. All right, Lizzo.
I mean, okay, I love you, Lizzo. And this isn't about you. This is about what's happening around you. But this is like what I feel like when I take my car to one of those drive-through automatic car washes. You know what I'm saying? You're just like sitting in the car, and you're just being sprayed with white foam. You're like, at the car wash, and the car wash.
All right, all is fair, so I need everybody to twerk until we come back with more Dish Nation, all right? Mm-hmm. All right, throw that ass in a circle, people.
I'm throwing it. Oh, I hurt my back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Yay!
Hey.
Yes. Well, y'all, looks like 19 Kids and Counting star Anna Duggar and her husband Josh are sticking to their religious beliefs and they are being fruitful and multiplying. That's right. She's expecting her seventh baby, a little girl.
Whoa.
And fans are all up in their business and they want to know, how do y'all support all these kids? So one fan asked her straight up, how do you afford all those kids? Does Josh even work? And Anna replied directly and said, yes, my husband is a diligent worker and provides well for our family.
Question for everybody on this. Was the fan out of pocket for asking this question, or was it a question that we all want to know when we see big families like this?
We all want to know that, and the fan did the right thing to ask that question because it really hurts my spirit, too, because I was told a long time ago that African-Americans are no longer procreating like we used to. We're having one child per household when all the other races, honey, are procreating and having families. So it really hurt me.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, Sherry, you got one, and Portia got one. It's true.
You're right about that. I'm one who also believes that when you get married, you should have as many kids as you can afford. And that's exactly why I don't question how someone is paying for their children.
But the fan is absolutely right to ask, because everybody, that's the first thing you would think in your mind if you saw somebody with seven kids walking around.
That ain't none of their business. That's a husband and a wife. Why would you even question that?
Because when you put yourself on TV on a reality show, people just want to know. There's no harm in asking. She didn't have to answer him. You could just ignore him, but the fan just wants to know. My question is, how is your after seven babies? I'm concerned about the elasticity.
So some of the SNL cast members are big mad because the world's richest tech giant Elon Musk will be the first and richest non-actor, non-athlete to host the show. Now, the Tesla CEO took to Twitter to announce the exciting news by tweeting, "Let's find out just how live Saturday Night Live really is." SNL actor Bowen Yang was less than thrilled about the news, posting on his Instagram story of a screenshot of Elon's tweet with the caption, "What does this even mean?"
Ooh.
And A.D. Bryant also came through with the musky shade, retweeting an old tweet from Senator Bernie Sanders that read, "The 50 wealthiest people in America today own more wealth than the bottom half of our people."
Are they pissed, honey, because the world's third wealthiest man is hosting this event, or because he's not an entertainer?
Mm-hmm.
No, and these are people who work really hard. Saturday Night Live is a hard show to do. And y'all see it. They got a chain.
They're
looking at cue cards. Mm-hmm. You know, and so to have somebody who has nothing to do with that business coming in, and you think he paid for it, it would make you mad. Because it's a disrespect for your craft. Yeah, it's not fair.
I mean, the whole game is on a cue card, though.
When it comes down to it, will his appearance boost ratings? And it absolutely will. So it's a win. It's a win.
Yeah.
You think so? You think so, too?
Absolutely.
Because people love to see a train wreck, and they're going to see if he's going to pull it off or not. So, whether he sinks or swims, people are going to tune in just to see how it works out.
Bet you they're going to have a Tesla commercial. How much y'all want to bet a Tesla commercial going to run during that dog on SNL?
Oh,
it's all about them advertisers.
Oh, he gonna make money off of it, too.
You know, I could always use new sheets and towels, and with this deal, you can't go wrong. It's the Spirit Linen 6-piece towel set or 6-piece sheet set. Now, the towels can complement any bathroom because they come in 8 different colors and are made of 100% zero-twist cotton.
Ooh, so I could use some new sheets on it. So what sizes do they come in?
Well, Gary, they're available in twin, full, queen, and king, and they come in 6 colors, and they're wrinkle-free and hypoallergenic.
Okay, so how much if I want the towel or the sheet set?
Well, the towel set has been seen as high as $100, and the sheet set for up to $99. But for our Dish Nation viewers, you can get either set for only $29.
Oh, $29?
Yup, just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up, Tyrese shaves his sweet lady. We will explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, it looks like Tyrese has a new lady in his life, and from the looks of it, they're really close.
Yeah.
Heidi.
Yeah, they are.
Well, he's got this new girl. There's a video that they put up that's going viral. Let me tell you right now, it is definitely a not safe for work video. And, people have a lot to say about it. Well, look, you take a look and then we'll talk about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Sherry, you're weird.
I'm with it.
You know what? I don't want any man coming at me with a razor near my private parts, because you know how you nick yourself when you're shaving. We don't want nothing nicked down there. So for me,
That's why you got to go with the grain. You got to put oil on there. You got to prep it first, and then move with the grain of the hair and the which way it grows, and just be really nice.
You can't just be done
Chewy
this,
Martinez.
Chewy. It's a sensitive area. I hate to cut my food, so you got to be really, really careful. You know what I'm saying? You got to be real careful and just cut be nice.
Food. You know, here's the thing. You don't let a guy do that ever, because the guy doesn't have our parts. When I went through back surgery and I said, honey, I need to be shaved. I'm annoyed by it. My wife did it. She got it. Everything was perfect because she has one. So she knows exactly where you need to pull.
You want me to shave, but you're going to end up with a goatee and almost slap some Michael Bell on.
Right. Yeah, you're going to have a flavor saver.
Well, it looks like love really bites for these two. According to Travis Barker, his bae, Kourtney Kardashian, is really a vampire. Yes. Huh? Travis posted a series of shirtless photos of himself cuddling with his black French bulldog with the caption, "Dogs never bite me, just humans." And it wasn't too long before Kourtney showed up with her fangs because she responded under his post with a vampire emoji. So I say it's bloodthirst trapping.
So we're saying, or I guess she's saying, she's a biter.
He's saying she's a biter, and she's not denying it by posting an emoji of a vampire. So during times, she will get a little nibble on it.
I don't like biters.
You don't like biters?
No, biters leave marks, and then you've got because biting and it's all hickeys.
Line between biting and hickeys.
No, bite me, I'm very sensitive. If you do a bite on my neck, I'm gonna have a hickey.
I'm marking my territory.
No.
That's right. Yeah, I'm a biter and I'm a choker. So it's like you gotta. There's a lot going on.
Oh my gosh, Joey, you are a choker.
Yeah.
Wow. Gosh, that just oddly turns me on.
You better warn a girl because she might think this guy's killing me.
And I like that too. I like that. So.
No. Now you letting everybody know you give good thumb. Everybody know you like to bite.
You give good thumb.
So, hey, HK, I heard you have something really big you want to tell us about.
Now streaming only on BET Plus. Bigger. The wait is over for a brand new season of the hit original comedy from executive producer Will Packer. Lane, Veronica, Vince, Tracy, and Dion are back. For these five driven college friends, this season is an obstacle course with their love and career goals waiting at the end. Is Lane going to slay or fumble a huge moment for a boutique? How far would Tracy go to keep her social footprint from shrinking? Can Dion get his swagger back at work? And will Veronica stop hustling backwards with her ex? Is the ambition and desire of these 30-somethings enough for what lies ahead? Watch and see. Plus, this season guest stars Tori Spelling, Christopher Blake Martin, and Carly Red. Join the fun, get big laughs, and get your whole life with something bigger. Watch season 2 now streaming only on BET Plus, where you can stream Black culture anytime, ad-free. For more, visit BET.plus.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Well, welcome back.
Hey.
Auntie Dionne Warwick sat down with True Exclusives, and when asked if she considered Mariah Carey an icon, she said, "I don't know her that well. I love her music. She writes incredibly well. Hero happens to be one of my favorite songs that she'd wrote. I'd have to give that one thought." Okay, damn. Auntie Dionne was asked about Toni Braxton, she also said she would have to think about it.
Right.
So, Heidi, did Dionne pull a Mariah on Mariah with the shade? Because you remember when
This is kind of great.
Yeah, she was a
J-Lo. I never heard of her. Anywhere in the world knows J-Lo, and Mariah Carey's like, J-Lo. Yeah. I don't really know.
And Sherry, do you think Toni Braxton is going to respond or just laugh it off?
I think Toni Braxton would laugh it off. Toni Braxton knows who she is, and she knows the body of work that she has produced. Mm-hmm. And I consider Toni Braxton an icon because she's had so many hits.
But Toni Braxton just had her heart unbroken, and now it's just broken again.
Yeah, my heart. Say you love me again.
The woman has a very sensitive heart.
She don't know the way to Santa Fe. That's the problem.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.